Hello and welcome. If you're new to crypto in the US, you've heard the classic advice, stick to Bitcoin and Ethereum. Solid, they're liquid, widely supported, and forgiving. But there's a moment when staying only in BTC and ETH starts to hold you back. That moment isn't a date, it's a readiness milestone. Here's the hard truth from onboarding lots of beginners. The biggest losses aren't from price swings, they're from operational mistakes, wrong addresses, phishing links, sketchy approvals. More money gets lost by rushing and clicking than by market dips. So the question isn't, is the market ready? It's, are you? Ready looks like this. You can explain wallets, custodial versus self-custodial, like bank versus home safe. Your seed phrase is the master key and you treat it as irreplaceable. You understand fees. You're paying the network, higher on mainnet freeways, lower on layer 2 side streets. You can sketch mining versus staking and the basic risks. You know slippage on swaps and don't panic when numbers move on volatile pairs. You've also done reps. Bought and withdrawn BTC or ETH from a regulated US exchange. Set up self-custody, ideally a hardware wallet, and sent a tiny test. Done a simple DEX swap on a low-fee chain, so mistakes cost cents. Bridged a small amount using a reputable bridge. Logged a trade in a portfolio slash tax tracker, because the IRS wants receipts. Guardrails matter. Altcoins get a small slice at first, 5 to 20% of your crypto, with 1 to 2% per individual alt until conviction builds. You accept an alt can drop 50 to 90% and won't blow up your plan. You write your profit-taking and stop-loss rules before buying. If it's not written, it's wishful thinking. U.S. tax reality check. Crypto is taxed like property. Every swap can be taxable. Short-term gains are like salary. Long-term get a break. Some tokens may be treated as securities. Listings can change. Keep records for forms 8949 and Schedule D and reconcile 1099s. Wash sale rule doesn't currently apply to crypto, but that could change. Security dialed in. Hardware wallet or very secure self-custody, unique passwords, strong device passcodes, and 2FA with a hardware key or authenticator app. You can spot phishing, review, revoke token approvals, and you've test restored a wallet from your seed phrase so you know recovery works. If you check those boxes, you're ready to leave the shallow end. If not, no shame. Stick with BTC and ETH, practice and keep learning. Patience saves money. Most people skip a powerful step, paper trading. For 2 to 4 weeks, trade on paper. Track hypothetical entries exits, include estimated fees, and write your reasons. Watch how your emotions react without risking a dollar. It's uncanny what you learn. Okay, you're ready and you've rehearsed. How do you move beyond BTC and ETH safely? Use this 5-step rollout. Step 1. Sandbox on a low-fee chain. Think Base, Arbitrum, or Polygon. Do a $1 swap to feel it. Deposit a tiny amount into a lending pool. Try a small reputable bridge. Your first layer 2 swap feels like getting your driver's license. Freedom without the parking ticket. Step 2. Start with utility-rich, beginner-tolerant categories. Learn the use case first, then the token. 3 great training rounds. Stable coins with on-chain yield. USDC in a well-known lending protocol, DAI savings rate. Layer 2 ecosystems. Cheap, fast classroom for swaps, deposits, bridges. Liquid staking tokens, STEH, CBETH, to keep ETH exposure while earning staking rewards. Step 3, core satellite portfolio. Keep BTC and ETH as the core, 70 to 95%. Use 5 to 30% for alt experiments. Start low and earn your way up. Rebalance quarterly. Constant tinkering taxes your attention and returns. Step 4. Pre-mortem every position. If it goes to zero, what are the top 3 causes? Smart contract exploit, regulatory delisting, or token unlock supply dump. If you can't see how it fails, you can't manage it. Step 5. Document everything. Dates, amounts, chains, contracts, fees. It turns tax season into a checklist and forces intentional investing. Now, which alts first, based on who you are. If you're cautious and want low volatility practice, stablecoins plus on-chain yield. Move funds, approve transactions, monitor your wallet, without price drama, earn a tiny yield while you learn. If you're curious about DeFi and want a fast, cheap classroom, play on layer twos like Base, Arbitrum, Optimism, or Polygon. Mistakes cost pennies. Try swaps, small deposits, simple farms, and bridges. Build muscle memory quickly. If you hold ETH and want it working without wandering far, liquid staking tokens like STEH or CBEH earn staking rewards while staying in Ethereum's orbit. You'll also get a window into restaking without straying too far. Notice the theme. We're not chasing lotto tickets. We're building skills and optionality. Altcoins stop being roulette when you approach them like a curriculum. Let's bring numbers to life. Fees. On a congested mainnet day, a simple swap can cost as much as lunch. On a layer two, the same action might cost spare change. Over dozens of reps, that adds up to real savings and confidence. Practice in the gym, not in the finals. Risk and sizing. If your total portfolio is $100, a 1% position is $1. If it goes to zero, it's annoying, not devastating. That's the point of position sizing. It turns uncertainty into an affordable lesson. People blow up, not because alts exist, but because they bet the rent. Security, again, the foundation. Your seed phrase is the only key to every room in your house. Don't type it into a computer. Don't store it in the cloud. Don't share it with support or anyone. If a site asks for it, close the tab. Review approvals in your wallet. If an app asks for unlimited token access, ask if unlimited makes sense. Often, it doesn't. Set yourself a tiny challenge this week. Pick a low-fee chain. Do a $1 swap. Lend a small amount in a venue you've researched, or add a few pennies of liquidity. Then, write down what you did, what it cost, and what you learned. That simple logbook becomes your edge. If this sounds like a lot, remember, you're learning to drive. First ignition, then parking lot loops, then a quiet street. Don't hit the highway until the basics feel boring. One rule to resist the shiny new thing. Learn the use case before you look at the chart. What problem does the token solve? Who uses it? What could break it? If you can't explain it in plain English, you're not investing, you're guessing. So when should beginners move beyond Bitcoin and Ethereum? When you've earned it. When you can move funds without anxiety, defend your wallet like a pro, and stick to your rules when the market gets loud. At that point, altcoins become a way to learn faster, diversify tactics, and potentially improve returns without gambling. Here's a simple plan. This week, do a paper trade. Next week, do a $1 on-chain action on a layer two. Week three, set your core satellite allocation and write your guardrails. Then, pick one beginner-friendly category, stablecoins with on-chain yield, a layer two ecosystem, or liquid staking, and learn it deeply for a month. Depth builds confidence. Confidence compounds. All the nitty-gritty details, step-by-step checklists, security tips, and US-specific tax notes are in the written guide, plus companion pieces on starting DeFi safely and avoiding wallet scams. No rush, just readiness. When you are, moving beyond Bitcoin and Ethereum won't feel risky. It'll feel like the natural next step.